Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, time puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? The older you get, the more important time becomes. And business is extremely important to you as you get older. Business is extremely important from a time perspective as you get older. As you get older, you hopefully get wiser. You understand more of what's going on in life. And you look around, and it's Monday, and then it's Friday. It's January, and then it's June. Time is something that you can't get any more of, and I know you know that. But do you really realize it? Are you really paying attention to it? CEOs, presidents, and business owners, what are you doing in the next 6 months? The first 6 months of the year are gone. There's nothing we can do about that. We can't get it back. We can't change anything. It's time to have some serious conversation with yourself. It's time to sit down and really think about what happened in the last 6 months. Did you have goals? Well, if you didn't, why didn't you? Are those goals being met? If they're being met, great. Maybe your goals weren't lofty enough. If they're not being met, why are they not being met? What happened? Where did we go wrong? What are we doing about it? The next 6 months are going to go by very quickly. We'll say, gee, it's December, it's January already. If you made a profit in the first 6 months of the year, we have to do everything we can to pay attention to exactly how much profit we made, where we made money, where we did not make money, where we can make more money. And if we made a profit, we want to hold on to that profit. We don't want to spend the next 6 months losing everything we worked for. If we haven't made a profit in the first 6 months of the year, why is that? The economy's booming. There's so much going on. There's more business out there than anyone can handle. Why are you not getting your share of it? Are your salespeople not making the proper number of phone calls? Are they not making the number of appointments? Have you not updated your websites and your materials? Don't you have a business plan? Why? So you need to look at this from both perspectives. I made money in 6 months. Well, why can't I make more money in the next 6 months and have a fantastic year? I didn't make money in the last 6 months. Why is that? We can still save the year. There's 6 months to go. Strategy. Strategy is always the answer for business people. Strategy is where it's at. It's not just a matter of showing up, putting the key in the door, sitting down and saying, well, what am I going to do today? It's a thought process. It's understanding exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, how you're going to get there. It's planning. It's taking everything that you've learned, and it's understanding what you need to learn, and understanding where you need to go, and you have to extend it out further. It's not just about you. It's about your coworkers, your employees. How are you going to get them to understand what they need to do? How are you going to get them motivated? How are you going to get them to really have a culture in your company that they enjoy working so they want to come to work? They want to succeed. You know, in observing people during these last 25-plus years, I have observed that people truly do want to succeed. People truly do want to do well. People really want to think that they are doing something useful, that they're winning, that they are a useful member of society, that they're adding to their company. We, as the business owner, need to create the culture that's going to help these people get there. It's strategy. It's up to you. What are you going to do? Sit down, think about it. Don't sit down and think about it for 10 minutes. Give it serious thought. Give it serious thought today, tomorrow, the next day, this month. Always be thinking strategy. Always be looking for what's not working. Always be looking for how you can do better. Always have expectations, and not unrealistic expectations. I want my salespeople to make seven appointments a week. Okay, that might be realistic. I want my salespeople to make seven appointments a day. Of course, that's not realistic. What are realistic expectations? And then say to yourself, if I was on the other side, if I was the coworker, if I was the employee, and I was being talked to the way I talk to my coworkers or employees, what would I think? If the expectations were the same, what would I think? Am I treating people fairly? Am I making money so I can compensate them fairly? What can I do to make them understand that when we make money, they make money? Their job is secure. What can I do to help them? What can I do to relate to them? Do I talk to them? Do I talk to them like they are people? Do I talk to them the way I would want to be talked to? A lot to think about. The next 6 months is yours. What are you going to do with it? This is Howard LeWinter. You know what I want? I want you to be profitable in the next 6 months, and I want you to have the best year ever. But that's up to you. Yes, it's up to the economy. Yes, it's up to your vendors. Yes, it's up to the people you do business with. Everybody plays a part in this, but you are the person who is driving the success of your business. Let's make it happen. And, of course, you know that I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.